Jen Hartman and Kevin Keith on Party Line. WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Tuesday morning. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greek's Pizzeria on the square in Frankfort, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, plus our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, and Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's see. We got a ton to get to today. Let's start with a Skywatch weather forecast. We got cloudy skies today, a slight chance of rain this afternoon, 50, going to be the daytime high. And cloudy tonight, slight chance of rain again, low at 35, and cloudy skies. Didn't we talk about this yesterday, Ken? Gray?
Yeah, just say gray.
Gray the rest of the week and a high around 50. We'll just leave it at that. I am seeing 62 for the high Thursday.
Yeah, only change if it goes to increasing light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, increasing light around 5 a.m.
Yeah, right.
It'll get scattered darkness after 6.
Right.
You know, looking ahead to Saturday and Sunday and Monday, we're looking at 55 up to 60 degrees.
But a lot of rain.
I know. That's the one thing that seems to be the constant. Mm-hmm. It's 36 now from your official weather station, WILO. As we've said the last week or two, a lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on hour to hour sometimes. Yesterday, of course, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb told us all around noon that we need to stay home, right? Mm-hmm. A statewide order for all Hoosiers to remain home amid the outbreak. The order goes into effect Wednesday and will last until April 7th. Hoosiers are asked to stay home except for permitted activities like taking care of others, obtaining necessary supplies, and for health and safety, of course. So in conjunction with the governor's stay-at-home order, Clinton County EMA advises Clinton County now under a travel watch as of what? Midnight tonight, right, Ken?
Correct.
And that'll also go through April 6th, but could be extended. That orange travel watch means only essential travel, such as to and from work or in emergency situations, is recommended. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets said today all city departments will be closed to the public. Frankfort residents are asked to conduct business by phone or email when possible. If you do have questions, they'll answer your emails at a general email address. It's info@frankfort-in.gov. Sheets confirmed regular city services, including trash and recycling, will continue, at least for now, with no changes. And Clinton County Emergency Management Agency Director Daryl Sanders let us know yesterday the health department is working with a private lab to provide additional, and additional was in all bold caps, COVID-19 testing to the county residents. This would be in addition to the COVID testing that's already started with, of course, certain criteria attached to it. So, let's see. One thing we want to let you know is, I Googled orange travel alert in the state of Indiana, and there's a lot more things open than I thought would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, yeah. I get the grocery stores, the gas stations, essential workplaces, pharmacies, but I saw a lot of things on there that I didn't think passed the test. So maybe we'll get into some of that. Starting this morning here in just a few minutes, we're going to be starting a new feature here on Party Line, at least in the interim, as long as this COVID-19 pandemic continues, and whatever we need to know, we'll let you know. And it's in conjunction with the WILO and Chamber of Commerce of Clinton County, Leading in Uncertain Times. We're going to do it every weekday at 8:45. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 at least.
We have all guests for the rest of this week set up.
Okay, perfect. So we have 9 people in our Leading in Uncertain Times will be helping us out with that. And we'll be starting that in just about 7 minutes from now. It's just a little 5-minute piece where we talk to these movers and shakers in Frankfort and just see what the latest is and what we need to know.
And also just let people know we will extend it if needed.
Yeah, absolutely. We're not putting a time limit per se.
No.
But I think we should be able to get most of it wrapped up in 5 minutes or so.
Yeah.
As Ken said, we're going to be doing most of our guests over the phone. We'll be doing those interviews. And so we look forward to starting this. And we figured it was only appropriate to start with Shan Sheridan. As, again, WILO and the Chamber of Commerce, Leading in Uncertain Times. This is what we do. And we're going to bring you the latest that you need to know. So that'll be coming up right here, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. Now, the cool thing is, after we get off the air, and, of course, we post Party Line every day on Clinton County Daily News. I usually have it up there by 10 or a little after. And we're going to take out that 5-minute snippet and kind of highlight that on the Party Line page, in conjunction with Ken doing a news story on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And he's going to copy and paste the audio over there. So there will be a couple spots you can find it right away and go and just click on that little 5-minute interview to see what the latest was in Indiana. Also want to say, Mary Henry, thank you very much. She called yesterday and talked to Liz. I wasn't here at the time. But she had a couple good questions concerning COVID-19, and I'm going to address one of those or two of those later on here in the program. But I want to encourage people to do this. They can email me at kevin@casparradio.com. That is kasparradio.com. Or you can call us in the afternoon. Talk to Liz. If you got a question, something you want to hear on Party Line, let us know, and we'll certainly do our best to figure it out for you. Again, we'll be talking with Shan Sheridan in just about 4 minutes. First, we've got Larry Shearer on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm great. I got a quick comment for
good.
You.
Good. Okay.
Another example of our wonderful capitalistic society is those face masks that they're wanting that were 75 cents a piece. But now we have a pandemic, they're $4 and $6 a piece.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've already seen a few articles on people being punished for price gouging on certain things.
Mm-hmm. Why? I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but that to me, that is about as low as you can get.
I agree. There's a special place down below for those people.
Yes, sir. Anyway, they were doing pretty good. I just wish he quit rambling when he gave a press conference.
You know, I watched a little bit of it last night, too. Around 6 o'clock, he came on, and the president, and most of it was, you could tell it was scripted. I mean, he's trying to put the direct points across. But I think sometimes we see the frustration come out.
Yep. Well, I'll let you go. You have a great day.
You too, Larry. We appreciate your phone call this morning. 659-3338 is the phone number to call. Again, we're going to talk with Shan Sheridan in just a couple moments for our WILO Chamber of Commerce, Leading in Uncertain Times. So I wanted to quickly, let me go ahead and do this. I hope Mary's listening right now. She had a question, Ken, about the transmission times and space. And, you know, we hear about social distancing and stay 6 feet or 10 feet apart from each other. But there's also some question as how long can this stay on a surface? And I saw a very disturbing article, which I'm going to read something to you in a moment.
It can stay a long time on certain surfaces.
Well, that doesn't cover much, so I'm going to cover detailed here.
But it can.
No, absolutely. So we're looking at a recent study, again, straight from the CDC, 4 hours on copper 24 hours on cardboard and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. Now, the researchers also found the virus can hang out as droplets in the air for up to 3 hours before they fall. And, of course, they also go on to say there's a lot we don't know. However, I saw the story from Bloomberg. The coronavirus traces have lingered in vacated cruise cabins for 17 days. Mm-hmm. And that's a little disturbing. Researchers looked at rooms of infected passengers aboard the Diamond Princess, both those who showed symptoms and those who didn't. According to a study, the ship operated had more than 700 cases, so there was a lot of germs floating around on that.
Mm-hmm.
It was quarantined for a time off of Yokohama, Japan, and was the largest outbreak outside of mainland China at the time. A previous analysis found the virus remained viable on plastic and stainless steel up to 3 days, as we said. Less stable on copper and, again, cardboard, clean after 24 hours, but whoa. And so that's the biggest thing. Follow these guidelines if you can. We know it'll probably get worse before it gets better, just being honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think about all the people who are, what is it they say? 80 is the new 60,
mm-hmm.
right? So I think about all these 80-year-olds who are used to, or these elderly folks, who are used to getting out and walking around, you know? Right. Places like Wesley Manor and stuff really encourage their guests to get out, get some exercise, move around. And now they can't get out of the room, you know, as they shouldn't be. But that's, everybody needs to take this serious. I loved what the commissioners put out over the weekend, too, about don't go out and hoard food and toilet paper, right? Get what you need, come back a week later and get what you need.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason, no scarce of food or anything.
And it doesn't appear that you're not going to be able to go do that.
Right, right.
I mean, you're going to be able to go get gas. You're going to be able to go to the store. You're going to be able to do most of the things you normally do in your everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it right now. Just do what you got to do and get it and get out.
I was in CVS a couple days ago, and I saw a guy bought a pair of chopsticks and like a stuffed animal, and I thought, what are you doing?
Obviously, he wanted out of the house.
I know.
He wanted out of the
what
house.
What are you doing, man? So anyway, stay in if you can. You know, hopefully you've taken the time to get a week or two worth of food. You got your toilet paper. You got your medicines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should have been planning for this, and hopefully most people did. I was really anxious to see what Walmart looked like yesterday after Governor Holcomb made the announcement. I didn't know if it was going to be a mad scramble or what.
I thought about going. I didn't. I'll maybe go today. I don't know. Depends how this day goes.
Well, if we need to do a live report, let me know. Okay,
I can do that.
So Ken and I broke in on the air a couple times yesterday afternoon, just bringing you up to speed with exactly what you need to know. Again, the state of Indiana tonight will be under a travel advisory. And that was another question that Mary Henry had, and I think this is legit. I guess, from the way I understood through Liz, that Mary's helping some people out with food, maybe some older folks,
right.
Or just checking on them, making sure they're all right, getting what they need. And I would like to think, Mary, that the police will not throw you in jail and slap a misdemeanor on you.
If you're going
to help others,
yeah,
which
right.
was included. You know?
I would strongly suggest to people who have to be out like us, and we've already got this taken care of, to where if a note would be good to let you have your authority say this person has the okay to be out and about because he or she is doing this, that, or the other thing.
Is helping. And, you know, I'm glad we live in Frankfort, Indiana, because in the city police and the sheriff's department, we have pretty common sense folks.
Yeah, and the other thing it helps.
They'll be able to make that determination,
yeah,
right?
And the other thing it helps is that the majority of people who work for the law enforcement know us. They know
right.
our vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they pretty much know without too much stopping, unless you've just been hired within a week or two, which is not the case anymore.
Right, right.
But so I'm saying they know us by now, a majority of them do. So your chances of it happening. But I understand exactly what she's saying, and there's mm-hmm. that fear. But always try and get a note of some kind
mm-hmm.
that says you have clearance to do whatever you're doing.
Right. I think I hope people will heed the warning, and then the police will be able to make it, you know, just as needed basis,
yeah.
make the call, you know. Mm-hmm. If you see a 67-year-old woman with a pot roast, you know she's going to feed someone, right?
Oh, you think so.
All right, it is 8:45 on the nose. It is time for the WILO and Chamber of Commerce Leading in Uncertain Times. It is sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and brought to you by WILO. And we're going to start off this morning, nobody more appropriate than Shan Sheridan, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort. Good morning, Shan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
We're doing well. We all found out information yesterday afternoon about the state of Indiana going to go on shutdown tonight, and City of Frankfort following suit with a orange travel advisory. I know we had you as a regularly scheduled guest today anyway, Shan, so we might keep you for a few minutes if you've got it, but is there anything we need to know this morning other than just heed those warnings of local officials, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, we're in a different, I was just talking with Cindy before getting on the air here, and, you know, we're in a different world. We're in a different time in our lifetime, as we were talking, that this is the first time this has happened in many folks' lifetime. Although, if you go back to World War II with rationing and some of the things that happened there, World War I, the Great Depression, there's been a variety of times where the nation's been called upon to do things. And so, you know, our governor is asking us to hunker down a bit, and that doesn't mean it's a total shutdown. There's still essential businesses that have to operate and continue to function, and we applaud our leadership for understanding and recognizing that. But at the same time, we want people to be safe, and I applaud Casper Media for partnering with us on trying to make sure that we talk to the right people here over the next several weeks, whether it be our health department, whether it be our commissioners or our mayor, and talking to the right folks and making sure the right information is going forth. So we greatly appreciate what you guys are doing. You know, a lot of people forget that the media pretty much has to be out there and doing their thing on a regular basis. I know you guys get a lot of on the national level, the media gets a lot of criticism, but I've always applauded our local media. You guys, you know, I know that you what you do, and I know all the different hours of the day that you have to be involved in, and all the meetings that you're involved in, and we greatly appreciate the coverage and greatly appreciate keeping us informed.
Shan, I want to ask you, if there's a question I throw here, feel free to tell me you don't know. That's okay, too. I got a couple of Facebook messages yesterday and one call here at the radio station. What is the best thing to do if you think you might be coming down with something? You got a little fever, maybe a dry cough. What should we do? Have you heard other local health officials mention what the protocol should be?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm no doctor. I don't claim to be one, and I haven't been in the Holiday Inn Express in a long time. So I would have to say that the main thing to do is, you know your body. My doctor tells me this all the time, and I have a great doctor. You know your body better than anyone.
Mm-hmm.
If there are things going on in your body that you feel is really, you know, not right, and again, you know, you gotta kind of trust your gauge on that, then I think that, you know, those symptoms that, like, I've had a running nose for, like, 3 years now.
Right, right,
like
right.
I can't get rid of the running nose. But a lot of it has to do with allergies and sinuses and things like that. But if your body is telling you that there's something not quite right, I think that you certainly, you know, the great thing about what's going on today, and more healthcare systems are going to virtual medicine, which is I think is a great opportunity to be able to talk to a nurse practitioner or a doctor online, even on video call or conference, or at least on the telephone, and be able to share your symptoms, and they can help you make a great you know, make an educated and a wise decision on whether or not you should be in the doctor's office or not. I would highly recommend to people that if you are not systematic in the sense that you are not experiencing these coronavirus type symptoms, but yet are still feeling sick, you know, don't go to the emergency room. We certainly would much rather you, you know, consult with your doctor, call a nurse practitioner, and then go from there. But if you feel like this is things are getting out of hand and your body is doing things or telling you things that you should be aware of, I think that it's important that you get medical medical help. I will tell you, we have a great group of physicians and medical personnel in our community. When you think about this, we have IU Health, we have Witham, St. Vincent, and then you have the IU Health Arnett doctors. I mean, we're very fortunate in this community to have the healthcare system that we have for the size of community that we have. So I would highly suggest to lean in on those folks, but don't lean on so much that we're crashing the system. I think everybody needs to be reasonable and sensible. And that, you know, Ken made the, or maybe you made the comment, Kevin, that's why you love living in a place like Frankfurt. Normally common sense rules in the day versus pants. Mm-hmm. And so I greatly appreciate people thinking that way.
And I think I'd be remiss also, Shan, one part of this that not a lot of people talk about, I read an article over the weekend, is the psychological part of being cooped up, especially with kids, and finding ourselves in different situations and dynamics that we're not used to. I think it's a good thing to, do those puzzles. Watch those videos with the kids. And if you believe in it, faith can get you through a lot at this time.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you bringing that up. And we are very appreciative of again, Castro Media and this new radio series that media series that we're going to be partnering together with is going to talk about that. And we've got Matt Oliver. He is with Community Health, a counselor, director of counseling with Community Health, and he's going to be talking to us about some tips and how you can maintain your mental stability during these trying and confusing times. And, it's kind of ironic that I've gone back to school now for psychology and working towards that degree so that I can eventually get back go into counseling in the sense of being to be certified counselor. As a pastor, we do pastoral counseling, but to be able to go to a little more clinical side. And I will tell you, I'm very deep into the studies. And one thing that I will just address here on the psychological side, Kevin, that I think that everyone needs to recognize and understand that, scientists, research has shown us that, and this is even a biblical principle, but we move toward what we think about. And so the obvious question then is, what are you thinking about? So if you're thinking about all of the stuff that's going on, if you are engaged in the anxiety and the stress and the panic that's happening, and you're constantly just feeding your mind and feeding your system with all the news and the updates, and I mean, it will take you down a path that's probably not a very healthy mental health state. So I think that you need to gauge what you're thinking about. If we move toward what we think about, that means that literally physiologically we're moving toward what we're thinking about. So your finance, your physical being, your health all moves in that direction. So I think the opportunity to be able to think about things, and you brought the faith aspect. I love this verse in the Bible, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Whatever is pure, whatever is holy, whatever is just, whatever is true, whatever is good, think on these things. And I think if we can start thinking different, we may start acting different. And if we start acting different, then we will behave differently on a regular basis. It sets it puts new habits in motion for us. And I'm praying. I really am. I'm praying throughout this entire crisis time that this is going to be a recalibration for many of us, that we'll be able to pause and say, you know what, I need to retune things, and I need to refine things, and I need to recalibrate as I reflect on my life. And as we look at that, I think there's going to be some people who are going to come out of this stronger. I think there's going to be people that are going to come out here more physically stronger and mentally stronger. And I pray that it's going to carry them through the rest of their life, that they're going to remember you know, in 2020 we endured this so we can endure whatever's coming next. And I think mental toughness and resilience is absolutely a key essential dynamic during a crisis like this.
Well, Shan, we certainly appreciate your time this morning, and I know we're going to probably hold on to you for a few minutes to talk a few things about Chamber of Commerce. And again, thank you for sponsoring this and bringing this to the Wylo listeners for the Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, because it is uncertain times.
Well, I appreciate it, Kevin, and we'll be back with you with Party Line. But I will tell you this: you know, I go back and look at the history of the chamber in 1918 during the Spanish flu. The chamber loaned the county some $100,000 in today's money to keep the hospital open.
Wow.
So when you think about the chamber being around for 105 years, and you start thinking about some of the things that that when we start looking at the history. It's pretty amazing at when a community comes together, and you know whether it be the chamber, whether it be your banks, whether it be your restaurants, whether it be your city and county government. When you come together, we can do much more together than we do individually. So we appreciate all the partnership. And then you think about the media, and we just thank you guys so much. And we'll talk to you soon here on Party Line.
Shan, thank you very much. Hey, real quick, did you get a receipt proving that the hospital paid that $100,000 back?
No. Actually, it's the way I understand it, I'm not too sure it ever got paid back.
Okay.
Now that you think, because we have minutes that go back all the way back to 1915.
That's great.
And so as I'm looking through those minutes, I never saw in 1918, 1919, but I will tell you that it was a unanimous vote that time the chamber had so much money. It was equivalent to $100,000 today, so I think it was like $16,000 or some $18,000. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the number was off the top of my head, but I will tell you this. Now you bring that up, I may have to go back and check that out. So, but that's a good idea. I'll be putting an invoice together.
Okay. Hey, Shan, hang on the line for just a second. We've got Kim from Frankfort Main Street as well, all right?
Great. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. And Ken, you go hang around with us, talk to everybody here.
I'm going to sit right where I'm at.
Okay, we'll just sit here and be comfortable and take a quick break. We'll come back with more Party Line next on Wylo.
This is Party Line.
Brought to you by RADI.
WILO, Frank.